Washington that we're going to have a Chinese translator. We have a group of Chinese guests with us tonight. I feel right at home. Boy, all these different accents floating around here, and now a Chinese translation. I mean, this is, wow, this is the world. Amen, that's exactly what I said. Very good, thank you. And this is Gloria, by the way.
我叫Gloria.
I was teaching this week at a YWAM school just not far from here.
今天，我之前我这礼拜我在青年使命团在教导。
And this morning we went out to breakfast with the staff.
然后今天早上我们就跟那个同工一起吃饭。
It was kind of a rustic place, an old barn.
然后是有点老旧的地方。
And they were decorating.
然后说他们在装饰。
Getting ready for Christmas.
然后要预备好圣诞节。
And it was beautiful.
非常的美。
And it seems like everywhere I've been lately, they're getting ready for Christmas.
最近我所到的地方，大家都在预备来过圣诞节。
And my question to you tonight is, what are you doing to prepare for Christmas?
那今天晚上我的问题是，你们要怎么样预备好来过圣诞节？
That's going to be our question, so I want you to think about that.
那会是我们今晚的问题，我要你们来想想。
Have you ever heard of a place where there was always winter and never Christmas?
你有没有听过说有一个地方总是都是过冬的，但是都没有圣诞节？
How many of you heard of such a place?
有多少人听过这种地方？
Wow, all three of you, four of you. Come on, there's got to be more than that.
应该有比这更多。
Okay, there's more here. Yadi was referring to this roaring lion.
然后刚刚他们听到有那吼叫的狮子。
And so if you remember the story of Aslan in Narnia.
如果大家还知道纳尼亚那一部电影的那个里面的狮子。
Always winter, but never Christmas.
那里面总是冬天，没有圣诞节。
There was a curse put on the land.
因为那在那地上有咒诅。
So it was always winter.
所以在那里总是过冬。
And just yesterday it started snowing where we were.
昨天我所在的地方就开始下雪了。
There were some people from Australia and from some other places that had never seen snow.
那有些人是从欧洲来的，从澳洲来或从其他地方来，但是从来没看过雪。
And it started snowing just as I was lecturing.
当我开始讲到的时候，就开始下雪了。
I lost them.
然后我就失去了他们了。
Can you imagine people that have never seen snow? You know, all of a sudden it's falling from the sky.
你可以想象吗？就是还从来没有看过雪的人，开始看到雪从天降下来。
We had to take a break and let them go out and, you know, just stick their tongue out and just kind of grasp the snowflakes out of the sky.
我们就必须要停下来休息，让大家能够出去外面玩雪。
Yeah, the first snow is wonderful.
第一场雪真的非常的棒。
I'm not so sure about the third and the fourth.
我不知道第三、第四的雪下来会怎么样。
Well, you got to shovel it off your driveway and drive through it. It gets a little bit old, especially by February, isn't it?
然后你就要开始来铲雪，然后开车出去，然后到二月的时候就觉得太多了。
It's kind of nice to see the spring coming.
然后就很期待着春天的到来。
The crocuses popping up out of the ground.
然后所有的花苞开始。
The buds coming on the trees.
然后树的花苞也开放了。Yeah,
winter's nice.
冬天很好。But
boy, it's nice when spring comes back.
但是春天到来的时候会更棒。
You're ready for that.
你们预备好了吗？
And winter's nice when you have Christmas.
冬天很棒的时候是因为你有圣诞节。
I mean, that's one of the most wonderful things we look forward to in winter.
因为那是我们所期待的一个季节。
My parents came from this land where there was always winter and never Christmas.
我父母是从一个地方，它总是都是冬天，没有圣诞节的地方来的。
Some people, or most people, I guess, it's been written actually that C.S. Lewis wrote this out of some of the experiences that were coming out at the time he wrote the story of Narnia.
那 C.S. Lewis他写这《纳尼亚》这本故事书的时候，是根据他自己的经验写出来的。
Because as he was writing it, just not far away across the border, there was the same things going on.
然后在他写故事那不远离他不远的一个边境，是同样的事情正在发生着。
Christmas was forbidden.
在那里是被禁止，圣诞节是被禁止的。
And the land was taken over by a curse.
然后那个咒诅就在那地。
And so, in the midst of this, the Holy Spirit came.
就在那当中的时候，圣灵就来到了。
And he began to speak to his people.
开始对他的百姓说话。
He began to prepare them for some very difficult times that were coming.
然后他开始他们预备他们来面对困难的时候。
And my grandfather was one of those that received this infilling that that they'd heard about.
然后我祖父就是他在领受那圣灵来告诉他的话语。
And as a result of it, his life was changed.
然后他结果就是他的生命被改变了。
In his village, they had.Heard about God.
在他的村庄，他们听见神。
God was not a new thing to the Ukrainians, to the Russians.
神对乌克兰人来说，那些都不是新鲜事。
But by this time, God was very far away.
但在那个时候，神却对他们来说是非常遥远的。
They had a saying in Ukraine that the Tsar lives in Moscow.
然后他们有一句话是说那个谁住在莫斯科。
But God, He's even further away.
神却住在更遥远的地方。
In other words, God didn't care about them anymore.
然后换句话是说，其实神并不在乎他们。
But one day, the Holy Spirit came to their land.
有一天，圣灵就临到那地。
And they once again heard the voice of God speaking to them.
他们再一次听见神对他们来说话。
They began to experience His healing power.
他们开始经历到他医治的能力。
They began to experience His love.
他开始经历到他的爱。
But they heard His voice saying to them, "Prepare for much, much more difficult times."
但是他那时候他也听到说，预备好来预备更艰困的时候。
And those times came to Ukraine.
然后那是那个艰难的时候来到乌克兰。
And the next year's famine came.
第二年那个旱灾来临。
Revolution and wars came.
然后革命，然后战争来临。
Millions of people perished.
数以百万的人死亡。
In the midst of this, God spoke to my grandfather.
在那里，神对我的祖父来说话。
He said, "Take your family and go."
他说，带着你的家人离开这里。
And I'm going to lead you by the Spirit.
我的灵要来带领你。
And just obey my voice.
只要顺服我的声音。
And he led them to the Ural Mountains.
他们就带他带到欧洲的山里。
And there they lived and worked as missionaries.
然后他们就在那里就成为一个宣教士。
From Ukraine.
从乌克兰来。
They began to share the gospel with the people to the village that that God had led them to.
然后他开始就来跟那神带领他们去到地方的人来分享福音。
And just as what happened in Ukraine, it began to happen there in the Urals.
那它发生在乌克兰的事情也开始发生在欧洲里。
Home after home began to receive this message that they had come with.
一家一家的开始来接受他们所传讲的信息。
Until the whole village came to believe.
直到整个村庄都成为信徒为止。
But then this, just as in Narnia, this curse spread through the land and caught up to them.
然后就像在纳尼亚一样，那咒诅也是充满了全地，也到他们那里了。
And my grandfather was imprisoned.
然后我的祖父就进到了监狱。
He thought, well, this is the end.
他那时候就觉得，哦，已经到了末了了。我的旅程已经结束了。
The Lord said, no, it's not.
然后主跟他说，还没有结束，只是开始而已。
You've got a long journey ahead of you.
你在你前面还有一个很长的旅程。
The Lord promised him that he was going to be released miraculously.
神就应许他，他将要被奇迹式的来释放。
And within a very short time, he was.
在很短的时候，他就被释放出来了。
He returned to his village.
他回到他的村庄。
And took my grandmother, my mother.
然后带着我的妈妈，带着我的祖母。
They began to pack some of the few things that they had.
他们就开始打包他们的行李。
And the villagers said, "Where are you going?"
那整个村庄人就问他说，你们要去哪里？
He said, "I don't know."
说我不知道。
But the Lord said, "We're to move on."
那主告诉我说，我们要往下走。
We're just going to follow His voice.
我们就是要来听顺从他声音。
The rest of the villagers said, "Well, if God told you to go, then we're going with you.
那这接下整个村庄就说，如果神叫你走，那我们要跟你走。
And you know that whole village packed up their wagons.
然后
and they started out on this journey.
你知道吗？整个村庄就打包起来，把它放在那马车上，就开始走。
And it turned out to be a very long journey.
然后结果变成是个非常一个漫长的旅程。
They traveled down from the Urals to Uzbekistan.
然后他们从欧洲往下开始走。
Then over to Kazakhstan.
然后进到另外一个地方。
Right up to the Tian Shan Mountains of China.
然后进到中国的一座山里。
And they said, God, we can't go any further.
他说神啊，我们没有办法再继续往前了。
The Lord said, don't worry.
主跟他们说不要担心。
I'm going to show you the way through those mountains.
我会告诉你怎样经过那些山的。
And one day a man came to them.
有一天有一个人来到他们当中。
He said, are you ready to go?
他们就问他说你们预备好走了吗？
They said, go where?
他们问他说去哪里？
He said, to China.
他去中国。
He said, God spoke to me in China, told me to come here and to bring you over the mountains.
然后神，我在中国的时候，神跟我说要我到这里来，带你们越过这个山，进到中国。
So they started their journey over the mountains.
然后他们就开始来翻山越岭。
And there they were received by the people that lived on the other side there in China.
然后在中国，在另外一边就是中国的地方，当地的人就接纳了他们。
To understand this, you have to kind of look at a map and see the Gobi Desert.
然后你要注意的是，你要看到那个地图上，他们要穿过一个沙漠。
And then Tibet on the other side.
然后进到西藏。
And here we are, or my folks are there in this very remote part of China.
然后那我的祖父母就在那个非常中国的非常边界的一个地方。
It's a long story, and I can't tell it all to you tonight.
那是非常一个很长的故事，我没有办法全部都告诉你们。
But just to speed it along, that's where I was born.
然后那就是我出生的地方。
And so you can see by my size, and here it says "Made in China." Here you can see.
你可以看到我的高度，还有我衣服后面都说中国字的。
But shortly after I was born,
在我出生之后
，the Lord spoke again.
神又再次对我们说话。
Said it's time to continue your journey.
然后说又是再一次你们要踏上你旅程的时候了。
So we had to cross all of China.
所以我们必须越过整个中国。
From the very part by Kazakhstan all the way down to Shanghai.
我们要从最西边到那个上海的地方。
But to appreciate this journey, you have to know that this was right after World War II.
你要知道这是在二次世界大战之后。
China was ravaged.
然后中国也被蹂躏了。
There was famine.
那里有旱灾。
And then Mao Zedong and his army were marching right behind us.
那时候毛泽东跟他的军队在我们的后面。
So again, listening to the voice of God, being led of the Holy Spirit, we made our way all the way through China.
然后因为我们聆听神的声音，然后顺服着圣灵的带领，所以圣灵就一直路带我们带到上海。
The forces of Mao Zedong surrounded Shanghai.
那毛泽东的军队就包围了上海。
And days before the city fell,
在那上海沦陷之前
we left.
我们就离开了上海。
Again, God provided a way and a real miracle.
神开的道路给我们，因为神也给我们奇迹。
We went to Japan.
我们进到日本。
From Japan to the Philippines.
从日本到菲律宾。
Lived there a couple of years in a refugee camp.
住在那个避难营里面，在菲律宾住了几年。
And then one day, a big U.S. Navy destroyer, a Navy ship came and found us on this little island in the Philippines.
有一天，美国的军队就来到菲律宾，发现我们就在一个岛上。
They picked us up and took us to San Francisco.
然后就带了我们到旧金山。
And I still remember that day as we sailed underneath the Golden Gate Bridge.
我还记得我们那一天经过那个进入旧金山的时候。
Seeing these several hundred Slavic Christians standing there lining that the deck of that ship.
然后看到许许多多的基督徒就在岸上。
These little grandmas, little babushkas with their heads covered with their scarves.
然后很多那个祖父母有那个头巾戴在他们头上。
Tears coming down their faces.
然后眼泪从他们的脸上流下。
This journey had taken them 25 years.
这个整个旅程花他们25年的时间。
From the time they started in Ukraine.
就是从乌克兰开始。
You see, that's, yeah, following the voice of the Holy Spirit. And so we came to a land where there was Christmas. But it didn't take very long before, as I was growing up, began to realize that, you know, there still was this land back there where they had no Christmas.
然后在我成长过程, 我开始慢慢了解到, 还是有些地方是没有基督徒的,
where it was still winter.
在那里还依然是冬天。
And so God called me back to minister to my own people.
所以神呼召我回去服侍我自己的百姓。
About 50 years ago, a young man had a vision.
50年以前有一个年轻人他有个意象。
He saw a map of the world. And as he looked, he saw that this map came alive. He saw waves covering the continents. But as he looked closer, he saw that these waves were young people. And these waves got bigger and bigger until all the continents of this world were covered. That young man was Lauren Cunningham. Some of you heard him recently here. This is the vision that God gave to him. And as a young man, I heard him share this vision.
我听过他分享这个意象。
As he called out to us, he said, come, let's go and change the world.
他就呼召我们说,来,让我们来去改变世界。
So many of us caught that vision.
所以我们就抓住了那个意象。
And we went.
我们就去了。
We believe that we were part of that scripture that talks about how your young men shall see visions in those last days.
我们就相信那经文里面说的青年人要来见异象。
How they'll go out and they'll prophesy.
然后就要到外面来发预言。
And so we went.
所以我们就出去了。
A little while ago, there was a book and then later a movie made about a group of fishermen.
然后之前有一本书，然后出了电影，是关于渔夫的。
And these fishermen were out fishing out in the ocean.
然后那些渔夫就出去来捕鱼。
They weren't doing very well. The fish weren't biting.
然后他们没有做的不是很好。
And then suddenly they began to catch fish.
突然之间他们开始捕到鱼了。
But at the very same time, the weather report started coming in saying that there was a storm coming.
同时呢，也有气象报告说那个暴风雨要来袭了。
And they were confronted with a decision.
然后他们开始要面对，要来做决定了。
What do we do?
我们要做什么？
Do we stay out here and fish while the fish are biting?
然后我们要留在这里继续来捕鱼吗？
Or do we head into shore where it's safe?
还是说我们要来朝那个岸边来，使我们的安全？
And in this movie, you see the storm center as they're watching the storm approach.
然后在那电影面，就看到在那里面，就可以看到那个暴风雨的来袭。
And the one scene that is very captivating there is where this weatherman is looking how this one storm is coming from the north.
然后在那电影里面就知道看到那说气象报告人是说那怎么样是那个暴风是从北方下来的。
Another one is coming from another side.
另外一个是从另外一边来。
He says, and look over here, there's a low pressure system here.
然后都看看这边，这边有个低气压。
Oh, but then over here, look at this.
然后看看这边。
Oh, he says, if all of this comes together,
如果这些都聚在一起的话,
he says, you could be a weatherman for 100 years.
然后你可能就是在这100年你只能看得到的,
and never see something like this.
就是从来不会有这种现象发生。
This could be the perfect storm.
这可能是成为一个那个最完美的暴风。
And since that time that movie has come out,
从那电影出来之后呢,
that term has become something we more commonly used today.
那完美的暴风那个字常就被我们现在来使用了。
When these convergences come and we see them coming together, we call it the perfect storm.
当这些暴风来聚在一起的时候，我们称为它的完美的暴风。
In biblical language, it's called kairos.
在圣经里面叫做 kairos.
It's when everything comes together at a certain moment.
就是一切的事情就在某一个时刻就通通聚在一起了。
This is the word that's used in the Bible when it says that in the fullness of time, God brought forth His Son.
然后就是神说在他的时间里面，他差遣了他的儿子。
Now, I don't know what you're doing to prepare for Christmas.
我不知道你们怎么样预备你们的圣诞节。
But I know what God did to prepare for Christmas.
但是我知道神是怎么样来预备圣诞节的。
It was a preparation like no other.
就是没有像其他没有人像神这样预备的。
For centuries, in fact, right after the fall of man, God began to prepare for Christmas.
就是从人开始堕落之后，神就开始来预备圣诞节了。
And if you read through the Bible, you'll find there something like 456 prophecies about the coming of the Messiah.
然后你读过整本圣经，你就会发现说有460处是在预言弥赛亚的到来。
Think about that.
来想一想。
456 prophecies.
456次的预言。
I mean, think of God having to work all of that out.
你可以想想神要把这些聚集在一起。
And these aren't just little things that have to happen. I mean, these are very specific things that have to take place.
这是非常的明确的事情，是要让它发生的。
Whenever I'm at a border, people look at my passport.
当我在那个过海关的时候，当人们看着我的护照。
And then they look at me.
他们就看着我。
And they say China.
他说中国。
Why?
为什么？
And I want to tell them, well, it's because my mother was there.
那我要告诉他是因为我妈妈在那里。
But yeah, I had no choice of where I was born.
我要在哪里出生，我是没有选择的。
My mother was in China, and so I was born in China.
我妈妈那时候在中国，所以我在中国出生。
Jesus, the Bible says, was born in Bethlehem.
然后耶稣在出生的时候，圣经告诉我们他在伯利恒出生。
Years before he was born, the Bible said that he would be born in Bethlehem.
在耶稣出生几年前就已经告诉我们说耶稣会在伯利恒出生。
The Bible said how he would die.
然后圣经也告诉我们他将会怎么死。
And that he would be sold for 30 pieces of silver.
他会被30个银子被卖。
Very specific things.
非常明确的事情。
456 of them.
有456个预言。
And God had to work through man, through man's choices to bring all of these things about.
神是用透过人们的选择把这些事情结合在一起。
That was no small task for man, for God.
对神那个不是很小的一个测验。
God prepared for Christmas.
神会预备圣诞节。
And he started a long time ago.
他开在很久以前就开始了。
And he worked and he worked.
他就不断的来预备。
And it wasn't just those prophecies.
而不是只是那些预言而已。
Because a lot of other things had to be just right.
还有其他事情要必须能够结合在一起。
The Roman Empire was ruling the earth at that time.
那时候罗马帝国那时候掌管着欧洲。
So they gave a common market language to the people.
然后在那里大家有个那个很共同的语言。
They built roads to Spain, to England, throughout the then known world.
然后他们就开始建造道路到西班牙到法国。
The political situation was just right.
然后那时候政治情况也是正确的。
And right after the death of Christ came a time that they called the Pax Romana.
然后在耶稣死后的时间，他们叫做 Pax Romana.
Yeah, it was a time of Roman peace.
然后那是那个罗马的那个昌盛时期。
A time when they could build roads.
是那个时候他们可以开始建造道路。
And a time when the gospel could go and be spread all through the world at that time.
就在那个时候，福音可以开始在向世界传开。
You see, everything came together just right.
你可以看见所有事情聚在一起的时候，成为一个很棒的。
There was a convergence of all these things.
就是那一切汇合在一起。
But what happened?
但什么事情发生了？
Well, let's listen to the words of Jesus.
那我们来听听耶稣的话语。
And this is Jesus' response to when he came to earth.
这是耶稣来到地上的时候他的回应。
The Bible says that he approached Jerusalem.
那圣经里面说他到那个耶路撒冷。
And when he saw the city, he wept over it.
然后他看见那个城市的时候，他哭泣了。
And he said, if you had only known this day, what would bring you peace?
然后他说，如果你知道这一天的话，会给你带来平安。
But now it is hidden from your eye.
那他现在是像你的眼睛是没有办法看见的。
Because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you.
因为你并没有看见神的时刻已经来到了。Christmas
came to the earth.
然后圣诞节来到这世上。
And the people did not recognize.
然后人们却没有认知到。
The word became flesh and dwelt among us.
然后这世界就是属肉体的。
But the people did not recognize it.
但是这世界却没有看到。
And it passed from that generation.
就从那世代传下来。
And the world went on.
然后世界继续持续不断。
You know, not a whole lot changed the next couple of thousand years.
在接下来这2000年好像没有多大改变。
People still used horse and wagon to travel with.
然后人们还是一样使用马车来旅行。
As my grandfather did, and we did, as we traveled across China.
就是我们在越过中国的时候，我们也是使用马车。
For years, people used drums and smoke signals to communicate.
然后也透过几年时间，人家是用那个烟或是来鼓声来传递讯息。
Feather quills to write letters.
或是用那个羽毛来写字。
But something happened about 100 years ago.
大概100年前有件事情发生了。Something
happened that shook the world.
有件事情发生来震动了这世界。In
many, many different ways.
以不同的形式来呈现。And
it's changed the way we live.
改变我们生活方式。
It's changed the way we do things.
改变我们做事的方式。Because
about 100 years ago, the Holy Spirit came.
因为大概在100年前圣灵来到
visited a little building on Azusa Street
然后来拜访了一个建筑物
very few people understood what really that meant
然后有很少人了解说那代表什么意思
they didn't know really what was going on
他们根本不知道到底发生了什么事
but something happened
但是有些事情发生了
that was to shake the world
然后就是来震动这世界
you see it was a Ukrainian young man who went left Ukraine and went to America.
你看到吗？一个乌克兰的年轻人离开乌克兰来到美国。
In search of the American dream.
然后来追寻那美国的梦想。
Instead, he found God.
但取而代之，他是找到神。
Or God found him.
而是神找到了他。
Filled him with the Holy Spirit at that revival.
就在那复兴里面，圣灵充满了他。
And then he told that young man, "You go back to Ukraine and take this message back." To your people. And from Azusa Street, the gospel came to Ukraine, to my grandfather. I was just reading the biography of Reinhard Bonnke. Huge book. And the first chapter tells the story of his grandfather. It tells how a young man left Germany and went to America in search of his fortune.
他是讲到说，一个年轻人怎样离开德国，然后到美国来去追寻他的梦想。
He found God. God found him.
在那里他找到神，或是神找到他。
Right there, from the Azusa Street revival.
就在那里的这个复兴。
And he told that young man to go back to Germany.
然后他对那年轻人说回去德国
And he did
他真的这么做
And he led Reinhard Bonnke's grandfather to Jesus
然后他就带领 Reinhard Bonnke的祖父来信主
And so the revival started in Germany
所以那时候德国就开始复兴了
And you can go on and on and on and trace that revival as it went around the world
然后你可以来去追溯说那个复兴真的是传到世界
And here it was right at that same time
如果你在这，就在那个时候，
that all of a sudden everything in the world begins to change.
突然之间，世界开始改变。
And it's from that time on that our lives begin to change drastically.
就在那个时候，我们的生命也是很被大大的改变了。
We went from horse and carriage to the space shuttle.
我们从马车到太空梭。
We went from drums and smoke signals to the iPhone.
我们从那个 讯号的烟到 iPhone。
We went from feather quill to email.
我们从牛皮羽毛写信到 email。
Is your life different today?
你的生命现在是不一样的。
Different from that of your grandparents?
是跟祖父母的完全不一样的。
I know mine is.
我知道我的是不一样的。
In the last 100 years, everything has changed.
在过去一百年，所有一切都改变了。
Now, there's a convergence that's there.
就是那里有一个汇合。
Because 100 years ago, also, the spiritual condition of the world was very different.
因为在一百年前那时候，属灵的状况也非常的不一样。
Africa was called the Dark Continent.
然后非洲称为黑暗之地。
Because the gospel hadn't really reached there yet. I was just talking to a Korean man this week, a pastor, and he was telling me that there's a place, he said, where they buried many of the missionaries 100 years ago in Korea. He says he's been there to that place to visit the grave sites.
然后去看过那个墓园。
Because he said 100 years ago there was a death penalty for preaching the gospel in Korea.
因为他说到说在韩国在一百年前，如果说你传讲福音的话，他就是死刑。
In South America, there were small groups of evangelicals in Brazil and Argentina and some of the other countries.
在南美洲，在一些阿根廷，在巴西也有一些很宣教士。
But what was happening in the rest of the world was everything but the spreading of the gospel.
那在这剩下世界呢，就是来传讲神的福音。
Most of the last century was dominated by anti-God communism.
那过去一百年，大部分都是被那个共产党，因为它是反对基督教的，在那边掌权的。
Revolution took place in Russia, and in Russia.
那革命在
And very quickly then it spread to the other countries surrounding them as it became the Soviet Union.
很快的就传开了在他们附近的国家成为一个共产国家。
And then China.
然后等到中国。
And if you just looked at just that massive amount of red on the map, it was huge.
然后如果说你看到地图的话，你就看到很大一片的红色的。
And then it went on to Vietnam and Cambodia and Laos and kept on going.
然后就开始往南去，进到越南，就到柬埔寨。
And then over to Africa, to Angola, to Mozambique, and it looked like all of Africa was going to soon become communist.
然后好像就进到莫桑比克，进到非洲，好像整个非洲就要成为一个共产。
And then down to South America, went to Cuba, and then Nicaragua, and it looked like pretty soon all of South America was also going to become communist.
然后也进到南美洲，进到古巴，好像很快的南美洲要成为一个共产国家。
Meanwhile, in countries like Italy and Germany, groups like the Red Brigades and other communist radical groups were beginning to become very, very radical.
然后那时候，同时在意大利，在欧洲一些国家开始变得非常激进。
And I don't know how many of you are, you know, of that age bracket that you remember those times.
我不知道你们多少人是记得那个年代的。
I still remember just being in a little my grade school and hearing the air raid sirens go off.
然后我就还记得我在小时候会听到那防空警报器响起。
We had to go down to the basement of the school.
我们就必须在学校的时候，我们进到地下室去。
We'd sit there and be thinking about what could be happening.
我们就在那里想说到底发生了什么事。
As we expected the communists to invade us at any time.
我们那就是可能会想说那时候共产主义可能就要侵略我们了。
And my little friend would look over at me and say,Well, Al, aren't you Russian?
然后我的朋友就问，看着我就说，你不是俄罗斯人吗？
It wasn't fun being Russian back then.
就在那个时候是个俄国人，一点也都不好玩。
Because they were the enemy.
因为他们觉得那个是仇敌人。
You know, it didn't look like anything was going to change very soon.
在那个时候好像事情要改变，好像很难看得见。
And it looked like things were going to get a lot worse.
好像事情要越来越糟一样。
Now, it was into this situation that we were called as missionaries.
就在那个状况里，让我们被呼召成为宣教士。
And my wife and I went to work in the Soviet Union.
然后我跟我太太就进到那个沙文
At that time, we didn't know very many people working there.
在那个时候, 我们不知道很多人在那里工作。
But we met one. His name was Brother Andrew. He lived in Holland.
然后那时候我们就遇到一个叫恩主的弟兄。
So we went to work with him.
我们就去为他工作。
And we smuggled Bibles.
那时候我们就偷渡圣经进去。
And we worked with the underground church.
我们就跟那个地下教会一起来工作。
And it was a different world then.
在那时候是不同的世界。
Again, much of the world was closed, as we called it, to the gospel.
然后在那时候世界好像就是对福音在关闭一样。
Many of these countries, they were locked in a time warp, just like Narnia, 50 years back in time.
然后那时候好像那些国家就像在纳尼亚一样被紧紧地关注在里面一样。
But something happened.
但有件事情发生了。
And it happened very quickly.
是很快的。
For me, it really took me by surprise.
对我而言真是让我非常讶异的。
We saw some changes coming.
我们看到一些改变来临了。
But we weren't ready for the kind of changes that we really began to see very fast.
当我们看见的时候，我们那时候发现原来是我们自己还没有预备好，因为真的是非常的迅速。
I was sitting in my home one day, and I got a phone call.
有一天，我坐在家里接到一个电话。
And the person at the other end said, "I'd like to speak to Alex Akimov."
然后在电话另外一端人就说，我可以跟 Alex 讲话吗？
I said, "This is he."
我说这是我就是。
And she said, "This is the office of the President of the United States."
她跟我说，这个是美国总统的办公室。
And he would like to know if you could come to the White House.
他总统想知道说你要可不可以来到白宫。
And I was sitting there thinking, "Oh, keep talking," and I'm trying to recognize which one of my friends is pulling a trick on me.
然后我就坐在那里那边继续讲话，然后开始想说是到底是我哪个朋友在开我玩笑。
I thought if you keep talking, I'll recognize who you are.
然后我就想说你继续讲话，我就知道你是谁。
But this person went on.
然后那个人就开始继续讲。
And said that President Reagan is going to do something that we think you're going to be very interested in.
然后说雷根总统想要开始做一些事情，你应该会觉得很有兴趣的。
And he wants to know if you could come to the White House.
他想知道说你可不可以来到白宫。
And he wants your reaction, among others, concerning what he's going to do.
然后他想要知道你的回应是什么。
Well, a few days later, I was on an airplane on my way to the White House.
几天之后，我真的是坐上飞机要去白宫了。
And President Reagan stood up in front of a handful of us that had an interest in Eastern Europe. We're working there.
然后那个雷根总统就站在我们这几个人，就在为着东欧工作这一群人中间。
And he said, "You know, this is the 1,000th year celebration of the church in Russia."
你知道吗？这是在俄罗斯要庆祝教会一千年的庆典。
And I want to go there.
然后我想要去那里。
And I want to celebrate with the church.
我要跟教会一起来欢庆。
But I want to do a couple of other things.
但是我还要做一些事情。
I want to ask Mr. Gorbachev to give a gift to the church.
但是我要请那个 Mr. Gorbachev 给教会一个礼物。
I'm going to ask him to give the Bible back to the people.
我要请他把那个圣经还给百姓。
And I'm going to ask him to release the prisoners who are in prison for their faith.
那我要请他来释放在那监牢里面囚犯，他是因着信仰而进到监牢的。
And he turned to us and he said, "What do you think about this?"
然后他就来问我们说，你们觉得怎么样？
What could you say?
你还可以说什么呢？
Go for it, Ronnie.
然后就说总统坐吧。
And you know, a few weeks later,
你知道几个星期之后，
he was in Kiev.
然后他就在Kiev。
And we watched it on television as he, in his typical way, voice, said, "Mr. Gorbachev."
然后我们就那个就在电视前面来观看他平常的那语气，就说
"Give a gift to the church."
给教会一个礼物吧。
"Give them their Bible."
把他们的圣经给他们。
"And Mr. Gorbachev."
然后
"Release these prisoners who are in prison for their faith."
释放那些囚犯，因为他们因着是因着信仰而进来的囚犯。
You know, just a few months later,
你知道几个月之后吗？
I was in the city of Riga, Latvia.
我在一个 Riga, Latvia 一个城市。
And I was standing in front of a little church.
我就站在一个小教会前面。
together with the pastor of that church,
who
was a famous evangelist for many years in throughout the Soviet Union. And when he wasn't doing his evangelism, most of the time he was in prison. And here he'd just been released from prison. And we were there together, standing with him, awaiting the arrival of a big semi-truck from Sweden.
And
when it came, we opened up the back doors.
And
it was the first load of freely brought Bibles into the Soviet Union. Praise the Lord, amen.
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 It was a miracle. And we stood there. We didn't stand, actually. We fell on our knees and we began to weep.
And
you know, that was just the beginning. The next weeks after it, I would wake up every morning and I would want to pinch myself. Those same countries that we'd struggled to get into were now opening week after week. Someone called me and said, Al, get down here to Albania really quick. The new government had taken over. They'd put up a big, huge banner across the main square of the city.
It
said, God loves Albania.
然后就说,
you know, they gave us the stadium to preach the gospel. They gave us a warehouse to bring books and Bibles in. The first night of this meeting in the stadium, the whole of the new government was sitting there listening to the gospel for the first time in 45 years in
Albania.
What was happening? The mayor of the city of Sofia in Bulgaria. As we began this big youth festival, Christian youth festival in his city. He got up in front of the people. And he said, people, we have not heard this message for many years here. These people have come from all over the world to tell us about God. Listen to them. This is the mayor of the city of Sofia introducing us, the communist mayor. What was happening? Again, we're just... I know I'm going to wake up any morning. I'm going to wake up, and this is all a dream. And then the Minister of Education for Russia. He makes a statement. He says, 70 years ago, we took God out of our land. It has created so many problems for us. He said, we need to bring God back. And we need to start with our children. And so they invited us to come and to bring Bibles into every school in Russia. The very soldiers that used to take him away from us at the borders were now lined up behind the trucks to help us carry the boxes into the schools. What happened? And you know, this was not Ronald Reagan's doing. God had started this process some years before. This surprised us, but it didn't surprise God. God was working on this. He was preparing for this. You know, about 20 years before this, I sat in a meeting when a young Yugoslav stood up.
在20年前的一个聚会里面，一个年轻的人站起来。
He said, "I don't know why, but God's put this vision on my heart."
我不知道为什么，但神把这意象放在我里面。
He says, "I believe we're supposed to translate the Bible into all the languages of the Soviet Union."
然后我相信说，神要我们把圣经翻成斯洛伐克这各个样的语言。
And we all sat there shocked.
我们那时候非常的震惊
thinking why
我们说为什么
it's hard enough just to get Russian Bibles in
就是要把俄罗斯圣经带进去就已经很困难了
they're making everybody learn Russian
因为他让每个人都在学俄罗斯文
so why should we do this
为什么我们要这样做
he says I believe that God wants us to do this
因为我相信神要我们这样做
I don't understand right now why
我现在没有办法理解为什么
but I believe we're to begin right now
但是我就现在就开始相信。
That day we made a commitment to help him to do that.
那时候我们就跟他说我们会来帮助你这样做。
And he began to find Gospels and New Testaments and some that were already translated in some of these languages.
然后他就开始在找那些开始在找圣经已经有翻译成那些语言的。
By the way, there was 127 different languages spoken in the Soviet Union.
你看在那个俄罗斯那国家大概127种语言。
Huge empire.
是非常大的一个帝国。
Now, what happened?
发生了什么事
？20 years later, when the wall fell.
但那二十年之后，那铁幕。
We had Gospels, New Testaments, Bibles in many, many of these languages.
铁幕卸下之后，我们有福音，然后圣经有许许多在有许许多语言出现。
And right away, these people began to go back to their languages.
马上的让那些人马上回到他们自己的语言。
They began to break away from the Soviet Union.
然后他们开始从那些那个俄罗斯里面分开来。
We went to a place called Kamchatka, which is a kind of a tail end that hangs off of between Japan and Alaska.
然后我们就去到一个地方，在那个俄罗斯跟阿拉斯加跟日本中间一个小岛
，very close, remote part of the Soviet Union，
是俄罗斯非常遥远的一部分。
And one of our teams took one of these gospels to the indigenous people there called the Koryaks。
然后我们其中一个团队就把里面的一本圣经带到那里。
And they gave him this gospel。
他们就把这圣经给他。
And he opened it up。
他把它打开来。
And he looked, and his eyes went real big。
他眼睛张得非常的大。
He said, "You mean God speaks my language?"
你是说神说我的语言吗
？He couldn't believe that.
他没有办法相信。
Spoke his language.
是说他的语言。
Today there's 22 churches there in Kamchatka.
在现在在 Kamchatka 现在有27间教会。
And those Koryaks are taking the gospel on to the next tribes above them.
然后他们也把他们那些福音带到其他的。
It's so remote; they have to go sometimes 1,000 kilometers by snowmobile to reach the upper villages.
因为是如此遥远，所以他们必须坐那个雪上摩托车，开了1,000多公里去到其他村落。
But the gospel's even going there today.
到今天，福音还是会进到那里去。
What happened?
到底发生什么事？
You know, as we began to reach out all across Russia, all across the former Soviet Union.
然后我们开始将福音传到整个俄罗斯的时候
，God fulfilled things that we'd never prayed for, never dreamed about.
神完成了我们从未想过、从未梦想过的事情。
All we wanted was just to be able to take the gospel there.
我们想要做就是能够把福音能够带进去。
But now we were seeing Russians and Ukrainians and Latvians going out and taking the gospel further to other places.
那我们现在就看到俄罗斯人、乌克兰人开始把福音向其他地方传出去。
We'd planted works, ministries in almost every country of Eastern Europe.
在西欧的时候，我们已经有很许许多多的福音据点了。
We had just a couple of places left down in the Caucasus.
然后我们只有几个少数部分还没有到达。
And as we began to reach out among those people,
当我们开始去接触那些人的时候
，something happened that again shook my world.
然后有些事情发生，开始震动了我的世界。
One day I was invited to speak at a church.
有一天我被受邀到教会来讲道。
I didn't know anything about this church.
我对这教会完全不了解。
And I stood in the front with the pastor.
然后我就跟牧师站在前面。
And he asked me, he said, "Do you know where you are?"
他就问我说，你知道你在哪里吗
？Do you know anything about our church?
你知道关于我们的教会吗
？I said, "No, not really. Tell me."
我说我不知道，请你来告诉我。
He said, "Well, if you look around," he says, "you know, A lot of these people are Iranians.
你知道那个？你如果看看这里的人，他们是那个 Iranian.
I looked and I said I didn't know that.
然后我就看着他们说我不知道。
He said yes. He said they come across the border every week.
然后他说是的，他们每个都越过边界来到这里。
They come to get Bibles.
他们来这边来拿圣经。
They come to get encouraged.
然后来得到鼓励。
And then they go back.
然后他们就回去。
He said, "Do you know what's happening in Iran?"
你知道在伊朗那边发生什么事吗？
And I, of course, have read the newspapers. I knew all the bad news.
当我有读那报纸，所以我当知道这些坏消息。
But I turned to him and I said, "No, tell me what's happening in Iran."
我就跟他说，到底是伊朗发生什么事。
He put his arm around me. He says, "Oh, brother."
他说，他都把手放我肩膀上说。
Revival has come to Iran.
他说，复兴来到了伊朗。
He said, "God has come to our land."
然后神来到伊朗。
He said, "We don't even know today how many people there are."
That have come to Jesus.
He says, maybe 1 million, maybe 2 million.
He
says, some people say it's like China there today. He reached in his pocket and he pulled out a cell phone. He says, do you know what this is? And finally I was smart enough, I could say, yes, I know, that's a cell phone. He says, "No, brother, no."
他说不是。
And he pushed some buttons on it.
然后他就按个按钮。
And he said, "Look."
你说看。
It's the Bible in Persian.
然后是波斯文圣经。
He says, "We're sending in thousands of these."
我们就是送了。
Little chips.
一个小小的晶片。
I said, "Wow, where were you when we were smuggling Bibles to Russia?"
所以我说你在哪里？当我们要偷渡圣经进到俄罗斯的时候，你在哪里
？And all of a sudden, I saw this vision of Lauren Cunningham's.
然后我就开始看到一个意象。
I saw how the gospel was going with, through young people, through many different people all through the continents.
然后我就看到透过年轻人，然后福音开始传进各大洲。
Here was this huge area that had this big wall that prevented the waves from coming.
然后看到一个大墙是在阻挡那个波浪的来到的。
And all of a sudden that wall fell down.
突然之间那个墙就倒下了。
And the water came in.
然后水就进来了。
And now it's being stirred up.
然后一切就开始在搅动翻腾。
And that day we had an altar call where we asked these young people to come to the front in that church.
那天我们就呼召年轻人来到台前。
And one by one they began to share with us what God had put on their hearts.
然后一个接一个，他们就开始分享说神放在他们心里的是什么。
They said, "God is calling me to Afghanistan."
他说神呼召我进到阿富汗。
God is calling me to Iraq.
God
is calling me to Turkey. And I began to see those waves as they were pouring out of the former Soviet Union. And moving on to the Muslim lands. And have you seen the newspapers recently? Have you been seeing what is happening today? And I don't know if you recognize it.
我不知道你们没有认知到。
But I'll tell you that it's exactly the same thing that happened in the Soviet Union.
我要告诉你，同样的事情在发生着。
God is shaking the Muslim lands today.
神在震动回教徒。
They're being shaken to the core.
他们在震动到他们的核心里。
And I don't know if you recognize what's happening.
我不知道你们有没有认知到到底在发生了什么事。
And don't just listen to what the media is telling you what is happening.
不要只要听到说那些媒体告诉你的是什么。
They're only telling you a little bit of the story.
他们只告诉你那一点点的故事。
There's another story out there.
还有其他故事在那里。
Do you know what just happened just recently in Egypt?
你知道埃及最近发生什么事吗
？The greatest gathering of Christians in over 1,000 years in that country.
就是在一千年以来是最大的基督徒的聚会。
Thousands of Egyptian Christians gathered together to pray for their land.
然后几千的那基督徒埃及人聚在一起来为他们的地来祷告。
And it's just the beginning.
那只是个开始。
And you just watch what's going to happen there.
你就来看将要发生什么事。
Now, as you look across and you begin to see these things taking place in these lands.
你就来看看说这些事情发生在那块地上。
I know we kind of look and we say, "Oh yeah, but you know, they've got their plans out there. There's a Muslim Brotherhood. There's this. There's that."
然后你就知道，我知道他们那里，他们有回教徒，那些还有这个，还有那个。
Oh yes, there is all of that.
他说：“对啊，是有那些没错。”
But you know, I was there in Moscow that the day that the revolution took place.
你知道吗？在革命发生的时候，我人在莫斯科。
When they arrested Gorbachev,
然后他们就来拘捕了郭比乔。
This group of old communists were sitting there behind the table, and they said, "We've taken control."
然后那时候他们就一些共产人就说，我们现在开始来掌权了。
And this old man sat there, and his hand was shaking, and his voice was quivering.
然后那个老人呢就坐在那里，他这边双手在那边颤抖。
And the people that I was watching this with in Moscow,
那我在莫斯科那边在看的时候，
they said, "Is this who we've been afraid of all this time?"
这就是我们这一直以来所害怕的吗？
These old men who have controlled us all these years,
就是这个老人家在这么多年来掌控着我们的吗？
You see, it was just a group of young people who, through Facebook, took control over Tunisia.
你可以看到吗？ 就是因为这些年轻人透过Facebook， 然后到那里。
The problem is now they have their country. They have their country now, these young people.
这问题是现在那些年轻人有他们自己的国家了。
But they don't know what to do with it.
但他们不知道怎么做。
You know, they want democracy. They want democracy.
他们要那经济。
They want what we have in the West.
他们要那个自由，
they want our blue jeans. They want our iPods. They want our Western music. That's basically what these young people want. But do you realize that there is no democracy without the Word of God? If you look at the history of democracy, and see how it came to Europe, based on the foundations of the Bible,
是根据圣经的根基的,
how it came to America,
是到美国。
You see, we have the answer for these young people.
我们有答案可以给这些年轻人。
And we need to be praying for them right now.
我们现在就必须来为他们来祷告。
And we need to be going right now.
我们必须现在就要进到那里。
We need to take the gospel to these people.
我们必须把福音带给这一群人。
And God's aware of that. And so he's preparing people. And so he's been preparing the people of the former Soviet Union. And we're seeing them now go as missionaries to Iran and to these other countries. Now, if you look around and see the waves that have been created this last period of time, Africa is no longer the dark continent. Millions of Christians in Africa. And they're not staying there. Many of them are going back to Europe. Some of the largest churches today in Europe are being pastored by black Africans. Two of the churches that in Kiev, that are the largest churches in Ukraine, have black African pastors.
The
European cities today are being shaken by African Christians. What happened to Korea? Well, I don't think I need to tell you. There's not a place on earth where you can go and not find Korean missionaries today. Largest churches on earth are in Korea. I was way up north in the Arctic just recently in Russia.
然后我最近在北极的地方,
very unreached area. And there's a little Korean gal there. And I said, "How long have you been here?" She says, "Oh, 10 years. She's been translating the Bible into the local language. Brazil, South America. Oh, you can't even begin to describe what's going on there. The Holy Spirit has come to South America. I was in Colombia just recently and spoke at a church there. And they brought me in. There was about 1,000 people gathered there. We had a service for about 2 hours. I spoke. They cleared the place out. Another 1,000 people came in. 2 hours later, they cleared it out. Another 1,000 people came in.
And
this went on all day. I said, "Wow, when is this going to end?" This is South America today.
这是今日的南美洲。
And well, we haven't even begun to talk about China.
我们还没讲到中国呢。
What's happening in China?
什么事情发生在中国呢?
Well, maybe we should ask our Chinese friends here tonight. 应该问问我们那些华人朋友。 Lauren Cunningham has been saying the biggest wave of missionaries is going to come from China.
然后最大的宣教的波潮要从中国来的。
God's preparing them.
然后神在预备他们。
And he's working on it.
神就在持续不断的工作。
Lauren kept saying, they're coming. Last year I said to Lauren, they're not coming. He said, what do you mean? I said, they're here. We have our first Chinese evangelistic teams that have come to Central Asia and to Russia. And here they are sitting with us here tonight. They're here. And this is just the beginning. You just wait till this wave from China starts taking over this world. And right now in China, they're learning Arabic. They're learning, they're going back to school or to school to learn engineering and nursing so that they could go to these countries.
你要看看现在中国大家都学习不同的语言，然后学习工程师，学习护士，他们来进到其他地下方去。
They have this vision that the gospel came to them all the way from Jerusalem to China.
然后他们有个意向，他们说福音从耶路撒冷一直到那个中国。
And they're to take the gospel back all the way, all through those very difficult countries, back to Jerusalem.
然后他们要把福音带过那些很困难的国家，再带回耶路撒冷。
Hey, I don't have time tonight to tell you all the waves that are taking place. I think a lot of them you know already. There's the prayer waves. I mean, you think of all the millions of people that have been raised up today to pray for the nations. There's the wave that, that I call the sneaker wave. On the Oregon coast, we have these waves that just come out of nowhere, and they're bigger than anything else.
然后好像是从无中生有，好像比另外一个还要大。
And we've got a wave right now of baby boomers that's retiring as of last year.
就是那个世界大战之后的那些婴儿潮，他们已经开始退休了。
Something like between 13 and 17,000 a day that are retiring here in the U.S. alone. These are the people that gave us the computers and the iPods and everything else that we're using today. And they're retiring like Bill Gates and saying, hey, I'm not finished with my life yet. They're calling Youth with a Mission. They're saying, hey, is there a place for us? And this wave is going to rise up and it's going to meet together with those young people. Do you see something happening? Do you recognize the time of God's coming? Listen, folks, Christmas is coming.
听着，圣诞节来了。
And God's been preparing for a long time.
神已经预备了很长的一段时间了。
Jesus is coming back.
耶稣要再来。
And our job is to bring him back.
我们的工作就是要让他再一次回来。
Our job is to prepare his coming.
我们的工作就是要预备他的到来。
And if you can recognize what God has done these last 100 years,
He's
given us the jet engine so we can make it to any place in the world in one day. He's given us computers so we can send the Bible to the most difficult countries and they could download it anywhere in the world today. Listen, God's doing his part. And he's asking you, what are you doing to prepare for Christmas? You know what I had to do? I had to say, boy, God, was I way out of line.
我说，神啊，我是不是真的是在很状况外。
I did not pray big enough prayers for Russia.
我没有为,
for the Soviet Union.
我没有为俄罗斯好好的祷告。
I did not have big enough dreams. Everything that I thought, you thought much bigger. And so, you know, I'm repenting of that. And I'm going out now with no bar stops. We're going out to reach those people up in the Arctic that haven't been reached in Russia.
And
down in the Caucasus. And we're believing God for big things.
我就是相信神更大的事。
We're praying big prayers.
我们就祷告那很大的祷告。
And I believe God has that for you here.
我相信神有那个在你里面。
What are you praying for?
你在祷告什么?
Are you recognizing the time of God's coming today?
你看见到神的时间了吗?
I hope you're not just living ordinary lives.
我希望你不是只是活着一个很平凡的生活。
These are not days to live ordinary lives.
他给你的生活不是就是平凡的。
These are days to expect extraordinary things from God.
就是我们要期待很不寻常的事情发生。
Would you bow your heads with me?
你可以要跟我们一起低头吗?
Oh, I've got so much I want to share with you. I can't. Our time is up. But I want to pray for you. Can you stand? Lord, would you open our eyes tonight? Would you help us to see what you're doing on the earth today? Communism is gone.
共产主义已经消失了。
And we never dreamed that that could happen.
我们以前都没有梦想到这件事情会发生。
But you literally did it almost overnight.
你好像就是一夜之间你让它这样成就了。
And now you're shaking the rest of the world.
现在你来震动这剩下的世界。
Oh, help us, Lord, to see what you're doing.
主啊，帮助我们能够看见你在做的。
Help us to recognize the time in which we live.
We
don't want to have it to pass us by. We want to be part of what you're doing, Lord. Would you speak to us tonight? Lord, would you show us just a little glimpse of what you have? What you have for us? What our part is in this?
这是我的部分是什么?
Would you open our eyes tonight?
主啊，你今天晚上再开启我们的眼睛。
I believe some of you have dreams.
我相信你们有些人有梦。
But you've not stepped out in those dreams.
但是你却没有来跨出那一步。
I believe God's given some of you visions.
我相信神要给你新的意象。
But you've been afraid to act on those.
但是你却是很害怕，没有办法带出行动。
I believe God wants to change that.
但我相信神要改变这一切。
I believe some of you are supposed to come up here tonight and stand on this line.
我相信今天晚上在座的你们要来站在这前面。
And say, God, I'm not going to be afraid anymore.
他说，神啊，我不要再害怕了。
God, you're bigger than all of this.
主啊，神，你比这一切还要大。
If you can bring down communism the way you did,
如果你可以把拆毁那共产主义,
if you can shake the world the way you are today,
如果你可以这样震动世界,
if you're doing all of these things that you're doing,
如果你就是在做这你在做的一切,
then God, I want to go with you.
那神，我要跟你一起同行。
And I just wonder if there's some of you that are ready to release those dreams and visions. And something that, you've just not released at this point. But tonight you're going to say, God, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to see that vision fulfilled. I'm going to see that dream fulfilled. Would you come up and let us pray for you? Oh, these are extraordinary days. And God's not holding anything back.
神不会不向你显明那一切。
Recently, we needed a boat to do outreach in the Arctic.
最近我们需要一艘船，好在北极来做船福音。
We prayed about it.
我们就为这来祷告。
And God sent along one man that said, "Hey, I'll pay for it."
然后就神就对一个人就说，那个人就说我会来负责。
We couldn't believe it. We said, "God, that's too easy."
我们就没办法相信，哇，就这么的简单。
And God's saying, "Hey, these are extraordinary times."
你不可以说这是非常不寻常。
Let's get this job done.
让我们这是不寻常的事情，让我们把这事情完成。
I'll give you whatever you need to do it.
我你一切所需的我都会给你。
And I tell you, He's fulfilling dreams. He's fulfilling visions today.
他来今他今天就要来完成你的梦想，完成你的意
向。Through you.
透过你。
If you would just say yes to God.
如果你会顺顺
说是的。It may mean some changes in your life.
然后他就要改变你的生命。
Jesus said that if you want the pearl of great price, you have to be willing to sell all to get it.
耶稣说，如果你要得到那珍宝的话，你就愿意要来付出那一切。
And you know, businessmen, they understand that.
你知道吗？那个生意人他们了解。
They'll invest everything to, you know, go out and sell the world a hamburger or a Coca-Cola.
他们会投资他们的一切，向这世界来卖他们的可口可乐或汉堡。
Are we willing as Christians to do that?
我们身为一个基督徒，你愿意这样做吗？
Are we willing to lay our lives, our everything we have down on in front of God to say, "Here, God, I want that pearl of great price"?
那我们身为基督徒，你愿意放下我们生命中的一切，在脚神的面前说，主啊，是的，我愿意。
I want to invest myself in you.
我愿意将我自己投资在你里面。
Everything I am.
所有我的一切。
Everything I have.
我所拥有的一切。
These are two important days to be living for myself.
这是非常重要的日子，我没办法只是为着我自己而活。
Would you just pray out to God?
你就来可以为神来祷告吗？
Would you just lay everything down on the altar before Him?
你可以在他的面前，就是将一切摆在他面前吗？
He wants to release so much to us.
他就是这么想的，释放那一切在我们生命里面。
He wants to give us our dreams.
他想要把那梦想赐给我们。
But I'll tell you what.His dreams are far bigger than ours.
你知道吗？他的梦是比我们还要更大的。
And I honestly believe that whatever you're dreaming right now, He's got far bigger dreams for you.
我相信你现在在梦想的，他的梦想是比你的梦想还要大的。
So lay that down on the altar.
就把那放在那讲台前。
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Ministry team and those that are here, would you come and gather around these and let's pray, would we?
Just
pray for each other. If you want to share your dream, share your vision, ask them to pray for you. God will release that.
如果你想要分享你的梦想，你分享你的意向，你可以跟服事团队来分享，他们来为你祷告。
Oh, hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing.
谢谢你所做的一切。
Thank you for what you're wanting to do.
谢谢你所想要做的。
Oh God, show us what our part is in that.
主啊，向我们显明我们自己那一部分是什么。
You're wonderful.
主啊，你是如此的美好。
You're powerful. You're great.
你是大有能力的，是很伟大的。
And oh, you do far more than we ever think.
你做的比我们想象的还要多。
If only we could open our eyes and see what you're doing.
主啊，开启我们的眼，让我们看见你在做的。
We say, Lord, just like Elijah, would you open our eyes to see those chariots of fire that are surrounding?
主啊，就像以利亚一样，主啊，就开启我们的眼，让我们看到环绕我们周围的那些军队。
Show us your army that's out there already, doing amazing things.
让我们看见你的军队就已经在那做那奇妙之功了。
Opening doors, tearing down walls.
主啊，就开启那些门，然后来铲平一切的城墙。
Doors that have been closed for centuries are opening up today.
在几百年前是被关闭的门，现在已经打开了。
We thank you, Lord. We give you the glory and praise for that.
主啊，我们为此来向你献上感恩，将一切荣耀颂赞都归你。
Oh, we want to go with you, Lord.
主啊，我们就是要跟你同行。
We want to obey you, Lord. We want to obey your voice.
主啊，我们要来顺服你的声音。
Just like those villagers that said to my grandfather, "Hey, if God told you to go, we're going to go with you."
就像那个村庄对我祖父说的，如果神要你走，我们也要跟你一起走。
We don't want to miss out on what God has.
我们不要错失神给我们的一切。
And Lord, you told us to go.
主啊，是你告诉我们要走。
And we want to go.
所以我们就往前走。
We want to be obedient to your call.
我们要顺服在你的呼召里。
Oh, thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your wonderful name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we just ask you, Holy Spirit, to continue going deeper and taking us deeper.